This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, guys with us live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Come on out, have some lunch, hang out with us. We're here doing the show from 10 to 2 today. And Hugh, McGurk's, we love McGurk's. We go on the McGurk's tour basically every summer.
We've been to all of them, right?
We
haven't missed one.
I mean, we wouldn't miss one.
I'm saying we've been to like almost every location, right? We've been to every location?
I think we have. I was going to ask you what your favorite is, but you kind of, I mean, have to say Lionville. We're here today.
Well, it is, because it's the one that's closest to me.
So that, you're being honest.
I'm being honest. I mean, it's not a lie. I mean, but you know what? They're all nice. The layouts of everyone that we've been to has been really, really nice. And I like the fact that, you know, when you look around, it has the neighborhood feel, because it's the kids in the neighborhood, the schools in the surrounding area, pitches and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
It is awesome. And by the way, you can have your fantasy football draft here at McGurk's. We're going to actually having ours at one of the McGurk's, the one in Royersford that we're going to be doing on September 3rd. But, I mean, they have all these specials. If you have your draft here, there's enjoy $3.75 Miller Lite draft bottle, $5 Peroni, $5 Brewer of the Month. I mean, you get a draft board included for in-house order. So there's great deals here at McGurk's if you want to have your – and then we know that's this time, right, the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, everybody's going to have their fantasy football drafts and everything.
You've been crunching the numbers. You ready for yours? Well, I mean – You've struggled the last couple of years.
Well,
we can be honest.
Well,
I mean, you dropped Malik Nabers in like week five.
Because, man, it's like, you know, you got to watch the waiver wire and stuff. It's a lot.
Well, if you want to win, you got to be invested.
I want to win, but it's a lot.
Yeah,
I got things going on. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to be with my clan. We got to play Destiny and everything.
What are you doing? Why do you do that?
What, say clan?
Because
it's the clan. I'm in the clan. It's the Destiny clan.
Explain.
It's a video game called Destiny, and I'm in the clan.
And when you say that, though, it just hits different.
But I don't think it does, because, you know, I'm black.
Well, if I said it, it would hit way.
That's what I'm saying. It's different.
Might
I'm
have
black.
To just close up shop for the day.
He must be talking about video.
I don't know if people know that. All right, 215-592-9495. We'll get back to your phone calls from Jalen Hurts. Is it a big deal that he's not having a good training camp? He's just not. I mean, we could pretend it's not. Hugh's on filibusters over here. He's trying to come up with analogies. The bottom line is, Jalen Hurts, I've been told all offseason, is an elite quarterback. He's not looking like one in training camp. It's up, down. I'm seeing the reports from this morning, more down. I know AJ's not out there and has missed a lot of time with the hamstring injury. It's just striking to me. I do think it's a big deal, especially as they're going to likely have to throw the football more this year. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, we'll get back to the Jalen Hurts conversation and calls here in a couple minutes, but we do need to address a couple things quickly. We do have Alex Call, who is now back producing the show.
What you doing, Alex?
He was a little behind this morning.
What you mean a little behind?
It was a tough
sounds
morning.
Sounds like it.
What
it
do you
was.
Mean? How? Okay, explain. How old are you, Alex? Before I jump all over you like a bunch of crickets. How old are you?
Same age as Jalen, 1 month apart, 26.
So you're 20. How was?
I like how he put the Jalen thing in there, because you're soft on Jalen.
Because I just heard you guys saying he was a man. So
Yeah, I get
so,
it.
So how did you have a tough morning? Explain why your morning was tough.
Yeah, you know, I went to go look at some nice views up in Potter County. I was camping, doing a little family camping, and left around 6:30 in the morning and just got caught in a bunch of storms. And I'm sitting in here with sponges on my feet and, you know, clothes that are...
You're saying that? Because that's you right. want us to feel bad for you?
No,
a sympathy sponge?
No, because you know what? Don't feel bad for me because the view that I had before I got in that 4-hour
car
ride.
So now you're about to lay it on thick, huh?
That's what
about
I'm saying.
Lay it on thick.
That's what she
so,
said.
So,
but, yep.
So when did you find out you had to go to work?
About 3 days ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And you decided, yep. So in your 26-year-old mind,
yep.
you said, I'm going to go ahead and... I'm going to leave the morning that I have to go
trying
to work.
Trying to thread that needle. I can stay the night, leave in the morning, get there on time.
Did you ever drive through those streets at nighttime? You know, I didn't exactly want to climb down a mountain in an 07 Honda Pilot
maybe you should have came back a day early.
My family, I only get so many days with them. They would have yelled at me. You know, I got an Italian family. They got to see me now and then every once in a while. I don't do a good enough job.
Well, you know,
I do know because
I do hear, like, in Italian families, like, Sunday, you have to be at home for Sunday dinner.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and I'm the wife of the family, too, so it's a
big, so, I guess, but still, like, if grandma and pop know you got a job to do, man.
Right. No, that's not.
You
got to
at least come on a day early.
Right. Well, we do have a poll up. Is it acceptable to be late for work that starts at 10 a.m.? Yes, stuff happens, or no, are you kidding me?
And I vote no.
Two options. Well, that's winning right now. That
you know,
is winning.
Like,
this brings
you
back to the
family,
days where DeCamera would be late for the midday show.
He would be late.
Oh, I think it happened multiple times. It was the trial of Joe DeCamera, I think partially because of
I was late to the morning show one morning.
Morning or midday?
They thought I died.
Yeah.
No.
You had car issues about 6 months ago, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's a different story.
Like it was the three times I've been late, the one time I was late, I missed the whole day because I just completely overslept and missed the whole show.
You missed the whole show?
The whole thing. This was when I first started working in the morning.
Morning.
Show.
And you did 5 to 9 a.m.?
Yes. And then.
Boy, that's a tough
The one morning I missed when they stole my car.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
That's a good excuse right there. Yeah,
they stole it. But, those were the two. And then, you know, the whole – when we had the COVID thing, the pandemic, you know, I got in trouble for the bacon thing.
Well, that was ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, trying to cook bacon on the – all right, 215-592-9494. You can roast Alex, and we want your opinion on this. Is it acceptable to be late for work that starts at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
I voted no. Are you kidding me? All right. The other thing that is also important to bring up, Phillies lose last night.
Dud. They got dragged.
It was a dud of a game. Their defense in the sixth
really
inning.
Deep pitching.
I know. The Reds can pitch. I mean, if the Reds got a bat like, you know, Kyle Schwarber next year, they'd be dangerous. They're a pretty good team, and they're one out of a playoff spot. But obviously the Phillies lose the series. Not great. They've been playing well before. I'm not going to panic over a series loss to a good team on the road. It happens.
They had some terrible outfield play.
Oh, my goodness. The defense was bad last time. Well, speaking of outfield play, here we got an elephant in the room we need to address.
What's that?
Well, can we talk about this? So when the Phillies acquired Harrison Bader, they had themselves a lot of options in the outfield. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any of them are perfect, right? But their solution, at least to start this thing off, was – all right, we're going to platoon Bader in center, Marsh. We're going to have the lefty-righty platoons in center and left, right? And mm-hmm. and the kind of the original plan was Nick Castellanos is in right field every day, right?
Yeah.
We'll mix and match in center. We'll mix and match in left. Hugh, I don't think we could keep doing this way. So Nick Castellanos, and I'm not sure if everyone realizes how bad he's been for as long as he's been this bad. Over the last 2 months, Nick Castellanos is hitting .215. With a .250 on-base percentage, a .387 slugging. He hasn't taken a single walk in the month of August. If you look over the last 2 months, by WAR, he's been one of the 10 worst players in all of baseball. Hugh, I'm at the point now where he can't play every day anymore. He's been – this is his worst year in the outfield he's ever had defensively. I mean, he looks like he's legitimately lost a step out there. He's not hitting anyone anymore. The only pitchers he has any success against are left-handed pitchers. Right now, Nick Castellanos looks like a $20 million a year platoon player. And I understand how awkward this is going to be if they start platooning him or not playing him every day, because he thinks of himself as an Iron Man, right? I mean, he threw an entire conniption when they took him off the field in Miami for defense 2 months ago. I can't imagine he's going to be okay with not playing every day. But, Hugh, looking at the options they have, the best options they have in the outfield right now against right-handed pitching is probably Marsh in left, Bader in center, and Kepler in right. Hugh, where do you come down on Castellanos? I mean, this guy has been an everyday player for basically his whole career, certainly his whole Phillies career. He takes pride in that. We saw that last year when he wanted to play literally in every game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Should Nick Castellanos still be an everyday player?
I don't think so, especially when you talk about how it's hurting the team and you're talking about his batting average and everything. It's abysmal. If you're all about trying to get to the World Series, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that's what everybody's been talking about on the team, then you do what's necessary. And I remember the conversation that was had when he did have a blow when Topper set him down for a few days, and he wanted to see the numbers. And his I guess it was his wife or his significant other was tweeting about, you know,
his defense and
all that other stuff. It's to the point now where the fans are starting to call for him to sit down for a little while, you know, because he's a liability in the batting order that he's batting in. He's not really giving you nothing there. So you have to figure out what's best for this team. You're still 5 games up.
5 games up on the Mets.
On the Mets.
Yep.
So you have to do what's best for the team right now. And if that means being in a platoon situation, then so be it.
Yeah, I can't believe that it's come to the point where Max Kepler looks like a better option against right-handed pitching, but he does. I mean, right now, if a righty is starting for the other team and you tell me who's the better option, it's Kepler. Kepler hits the ball harder. He's hit for just as much power this season. He plays better defense. Like right now, Castellanos, who does nothing well. I mean, I mean that it's like entirely seriously. He doesn't run. He can't play defense. He doesn't get on base. He's not hitting. He's not hitting for power. You know, in years past, they had such a bad outfield and not many good options that you just – I remember last year he was bad in the beginning, and we were like, well, you kind of have to ride it out, and hopefully he figures it out, and he did. But they have – Hugh, they don't have all-stars, but they have more options now.
You have some better options in the outfield than you'd had in the past.
Well, the Bader trade gave them another player.
Yeah,
If Topper's making the lineup out every day and he's honestly putting the best three outfielders on the field each day, he can't play every day anymore. I mean, he looks like a guy that should just play against lefties. I wonder if people come down on Castellanos right now. 215-592-9494. Should Nick Castellanos still be an everyday player for the Phillies? Hugh, I know you said a couple days ago when we first broached this that he's going to have to be okay with it. I think this is the biggest hang-up that he's not going to be okay with. Because they've got to see what we're seeing. They know how bad he's been for 2 months. So
yeah,
I'm questioning why they're so hesitant to start pulling him out.
Because Topper is the type of manager that tries to let guys work their way
it's
out
August
of.
August 14th.
Yeah, yeah, and it's bad. And you know, you talk about some of the play from yesterday. It's one of those things you have to give it. You have to give it a long, hard look and. You want to stay on top of things, Joe. You got 40 games left. I mean, there's no cause to panic, but you still want to try to distance yourself from the Mets. So, yeah, this is something you have to think about. Definitely something you have to think about.
So this weekend they're going to see two righties, two lefties. I mean, if they're platooning, which I think at this point that's what they should do with Castellanos, platoon them out with Kepler, then he should sit two of these games. I know he has a contract. I know he has a track record. I understand he turned it around last year. Here, my eyes are telling me he's declining. I mean, he looks like a decline. He's
33.
Not, yeah.
Late
and
in the game.
He's getting late in the game. His defense was never great, but this year feels like he's lost a step. Like, there was a ball that was hit to the outfield last night, and when it first was hit, it was kind of a shallow pop. I was like, he's probably not going to get to it. But he wasn't. It wasn't like he was even close. I mean, he was 10 or 12 feet from the ball when it landed. It was. It's rough right now with Castellanos. I don't think he should be an everyday player anymore. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Jalen Hurts not having a great camp. Elliott's going to join us later to tell us about today's practice against the Browns. Is it a big deal? Nick Castellanos, should he still be an everyday player? You know what else makes this awkward here?
What's that?
Still has a year left at $20 million after this. Like, if you – once we go down this road, like, it's like a Band-Aid, right? Once we rip this Band-Aid off, then what? Like, what is – a $20 million a year part-time player is –
it's a lot of bread.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of bread.
So it's almost – there's some Taiwan elements to this where they had to do this last year to Taiwan. They had to kind of phase him out. Now, to his credit, he came back to the fold this year in his health.
Like a wrecking ball.
But this could be really awkward with Castellanos.
Yeah, because he's very vocal.
And prideful.
He's very, very prideful. But if you're – to coin a phrase from Jalen, if you're trying to keep the main thing,
yep.
Man, and if you're not an asset anymore and you're being a liability, you have to do what's best for the squad at this point.
Yeah, and we always talk about the bottom of the order, right? But they also need the middle of the order, and he's in that middle. Like the bottom, you know, some days they're going to be good, some days they're not. They're the bottom of the order. The top we know they have to hit with Turner and Schwarber and Harper, but they need something out of the middle. And Castellanos, for two straight months, has given them nothing. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Lionville. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Hey, Aaron, how we doing?
That one goes out to the little brother that we all love to pick on he absolutely explodes. To Kyle Quinn and his family, just know that you're in our hearts, thoughts, and prayers. Condolences to the Quinn family.
Well said, Aaron. All right, now you said something nice. You said something good. Now what do you got for us?
All right, let's get to the real meat here. I am absolutely sick and tired of this Phillies team. I mean, all year long, they are an absolute yo-yo. Up, down, up, down, up, down. As soon as you sell your soul to this team and buy in and have the confidence going into the games, they put up not one, but two back-to-back goose eggs. I've never seen a talented team like this that has the ability to take average pitchers and turn them into Cy Young contenders. It's absolutely freaking ridiculous.
Well, they do that. Now that guy last night, Hunter Green, he's not average. I mean,
he's a damn good pitcher.
Yeah, he's a star. But in general, they do this a lot. I mean, when they face good pitching. I mean, they had a run on this road trip where they didn't get a hit in the first three innings, five straight games. It's crazy. And Castellanos, unfortunately, is a big part of this because he's stunk for 2 months.
Now, Giulio, that's one thing, okay? We got this team that's an absolute yo-yo. But the only one – and I'm going to tell you something right now, Giulio. Mm-hmm. You know, you're using Aaron in San Diego and fraud a little too much lately, and I'm getting a little sick and tired of it.
Well, you brought that on with the whole Jalen Hurts, Tanner McKee thing, Aaron. I mean, that's what happened.
Yes.
Dude, did you hear me at any point last week compare Tanner McKee to Jalen Hurts?
Well, not directly.
No, but you did say that if they didn't have Jalen for the full season, Tanner McKee could lead them
games to
the one seed.
Yeah, something like that.
Julio, I don't understand why you bozos, you know, you, the Nick Wrights in the world, the Cam Newtons in the world, they're trying to boost their podcast, so they put clickbait with these stupid quarterback lists.
This is the first time anyone's compared me to Cam Newton, by the way.
High on the list, they're going to get attention. You know, I don't understand why you can't see it, because Aaron in San Diego, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning can all see it, and you know what they all have in common?
What's that?
They're all winners. What this kid has is he has the intangibles. In terms of it coming to being a cerebral player, there is not a better quarterback in the NFL. All this
why does he keep throwing the ball to the other team in practice?
Situation.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron. Aaron, hold on a second. Aaron, why does he keep throwing the ball to the other to the defense in practice so far this camp? Like this. Forget about Michael Jordan for a second.
It is practice. He's not going to settle on being the Super Bowl MVP. What he's going to do is he's going to go into training camp. He's going to take risks. He's going to challenge himself.
Oh, my God. So we're now spinning this. We're spinning this into a good thing. Okay, I hear
you. But a rock star, and you know, sure. And everybody knows, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
And
I like how we're spinning this into a good thing. We're spinning it. Yeah, this is spin. I mean, we're spinning it into a good thing. The guy has not. You are spinning it. Oh, he's taking chances.
Listen,
he's taking sacks, Aaron. He's not getting rid of the football. But you know, I think we have missed the issue why Jalen isn't elite. There's some reasons, but he doesn't throw many picks. He never has. He's always taking care of the football. He holds the ball too long and takes too many sacks.
Okay. And here's the one thing, Joe. It doesn't matter where you put Jalen Hurts in terms of the list, okay? Because all the believers know that the chosen one. Okay, regardless of what anybody thinks, we know he has one mission and one mission only. And as long as he is the leader of this team and the one that drives this offense, we are going to be Super Bowl champions. Okay, you understand? Levi Stadium, Super Bowl 60, here we come. And to talking about frauds, the Cowboy Jim, I'll talk to you on Friday. You better bring a lunch.
All right. That's enough, Aaron. We got
bring a lunch.
Woo! Yeah. What's that?
You said bring a lunch. For what? What's happening Friday?
I had enough. I mean, it was the guy was cutting a wrestling promo while we were trying to do a show here.
To coin your phrase, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
That's my new go-to. What are we doing?
Jalen is not having a great camp, and the spin is that he's saving it for the regular season. What crap that we just heard there.
I don't subscribe to that. I don't, because if he's – look how – Jalen, he has to know that he's under way more scrutiny now than he ever has been at any time in his career.
Which is interesting, because you would think the Super Bowl would have – alleviated some of the criticism or skepticism, but
it hasn't. It's just ramped up.
Well, you know, also it's Philadelphia. We are literally a "what have you done for me lately" thing.
I mean, and that's fine. That's fine. And Jalen, I think he understands that, because the reality of all of this is that we're sitting here and we're talking about it. But if Jalen struggles at the beginning of the year, then it's really going to be heaped on. Because this has done nothing. Like, I know people get mad at us because we talk about it a lot. Turn on your television. Turn on your television to the national news and see what they're talking about and how he's being judged and scrutinized by everybody. You know what I thought was funny? Mm. What's Phil Simms' name?
Chris Simms.
I thought it was ironic how he was gushing and fawning over Shedeur Sanders. Like, fawning. Like, I saw, and to be fair to him, I only saw a small snippet of what he was saying.
Oh, but he's a fan of the way he played last week?
Yes. One preseason game. And every other individual that I know, that I've been around, that has ever played in a preseason game, I don't care on what level you were, when you ask them about preseason, they say, it's just preseason. But for... it's the quarterback and what we see in small sampling size, not understanding what we're watching. It's just amazing. And again, I'm not taking shots at Chris Simms, because he has a show that he has to do, and he sees things differently than I do. But the reality is this: nobody's game planning for nothing. Nobody's game planning to stop you. They're just letting you play.
Yeah, if we do want to make a joke at Chris Simms' expense, the highest level he played at was the preseason. I mean, that was...
I'm not...
I mean, the guy didn't become a starter.
Look at Alex trying to redeem himself by coming to work late.
The poll is crushing. I mean, he sees that.
Let me see. Look at him. He's trying to redeem himself and do something.
Yep.
And be a contributor. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right. By the way, I do have a piece of news that does affect the Eagles. NFL News. According to Adam Schefter here, Rashee Rice Remember, was it last offseason? Not the one we just had, the one before. Remember, he had the whole thing. He was speeding and, like, going way over the speed. He got in trouble. I think there was
the Chiefs, right? Yeah, was on the highway, left the car or something.
Yes, was there? There might have been a crash. I'm trying to remember the exact story.
I think he was racing or something.
Yes. So he got hurt at the beginning of last year. So I think they paused the idea of his suspension. So we have some information on his suspension or the hearing for his suspension. And it doesn't time out well for the Eagles. So according to Adam Schefter, Rashee Rice's hearing about a potential suspension will be on September 30th. That makes him eligible to play in the first 4 weeks of the season. Chargers, Eagles, Giants, Ravens. Then he has the hearing. I'm guessing he's going to have some sort of suspension, but the timing means he's going to play in the Eagles game in week 2. So if we thought we'd catch a break, I mean, I thought there was a chance he might start the year with like a, I don't know, 2 or 4 game suspension.
No, they're trying to let him play a little bit, get a couple checks on his belt.
I guess so. So no Rashee Rice suspension for the week 2 game against the Eagles. He'll be in for that game. 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop board. Your phone calls on the other side on Jalen Hurts. Is it a big deal? He's not having a great training camp. I mean, he isn't. That's the bottom line. I see more C's and D when I look at grades from Elliott than I do A's and B's, or at least A's. Elliott will join us later after joint practice today. We'll get an update on A.J. Brown. What's going on with the hamstring? Not practicing again today. Sirianni kind of vague on if it was a setback or what's going on there. Elliott later in the show. We'll hear something Howie Roseman said that I loved yesterday. Nick Castellanos, should he still be an everyday player for the Phillies? I don't think so. I mean, he has been dreadful for 2 months. And they have more options in the outfield now. I'd platoon him with Max Kepler in right field. And, Hugh, when we get back, we need to react to the podcast that 1 million people watched live yesterday.
1 million!
Taylor Swift on with Travis
Players
and Jason
gonna
Kelce.
Hugh and I both picked
up the same thing while
shake
watching.
Shake it off.
Yeah, she might have to shake off what she said yesterday. That's next. Midday Show live from McGurk's on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, everyone knows champs come from Philly. Like the delicious I can't even get it. Let me start this over. Everyone knows that champs come from Philly, like the delicious and unbeatable tasty cake. Think about it, people. Mouth-watering candy cakes have a creamy layer of peanut butter filling on the top of delicious cake and enrobed in a delicious chocolate coating. And let's talk about Crimpets, a uniquely shaped, fluffy cake topped with a delectable layer of smooth and subtle butterscotch icing. Mmm, I can taste it already. They're a home run every time. Whether you're rooting for the Phillies in the stadium or from home, make sure you've got only one of the best treats on deck. Tasty cake. Accept no substitutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.